This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And as always, this program is brought to you by Better. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into real cash fast. Download Better or visit better.app. Now, sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit necessary. Also, make sure you download the Prop Points podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your pods. Well, another big show forthcoming as we try to navigate hump day. Basically, hump day, the term hump day does very little to get us through the boringness of Wednesday, but we make it a little bit more exciting by looking at wide receiver corner matchups ahead of the upcoming week, which is what we'll do in the very first segment, because we do have two guests today. We'll also catch you up around some NFL news coming down the line, like Justin Fields ruled out. Could be good news for the Jets. So we shall see about that. But we'll also talk with our guy, Brett Whitefield of FantasyPoints.com, actionable matchups and props. I know he loved himself some Jonathan Taylor last week. That came through big time. And then we have Dolphins Bills in Buffalo to kick off week three tomorrow night. And to join us, one of the biggest Bills fans in America, one of the most notable Bills fans, and a good friend of mine, Mr. Nick Bakay. He's an actor, he's a writer, he's everything, and he's also a gaming enthusiast. And he did the show Bookie on HBO that they did not renew, which I'm still mad about. So I will talk to him about that. Maybe there's something we can do about it. And then we'll break down your week three totals as we started doing in week number one, just taking an early look at the landscape and trying to decipher what the books are seeing with the numbers. So let's get into it. With any further ado, let me quickly do just a quick look around the league, because we do have a couple of news and notes of note. Like for the Bills tomorrow night, they will not have Ed Oliver again and Matt Milano. Milano is kind of not playing as much, but he's still Matt Milano. That's a big loss. Good leader, good linebacker, and Ed Oliver is unbelievable inside. A.J. Terrell is not going to play this week per Raheem Morris, who deemed him week to week. That is a pretty big loss there for the Atlanta Falcons. You know, their defense, they ignored offense this year, and so far, you know, week two at least was pretty darn good. That's Carolina this week, so that would be good news for Tet McMillan. If he's out, which I think is probably about 99% that he's out. When you call him week to week, we're not playing on Sunday. Also, I don't think this guy's playing on Sunday. Don't take my word for it. I'm certainly not in the building, and I'm not Jaden Daniels. But Dan Quinn said today, the head coach, that he will not practice until Friday at the earliest with the knee, which is certainly not a great sign. And we have also Jalen Waddle in the game. He is limited with a shoulder. Jalen Wright might play as well for Miami. Don't know if he'll get any carries, but he is a second-year running back out of Tennessee who's not yet played. And Luke Getege for the Buccaneers, the right tackle, expected to miss multiple weeks. So if they don't get Tristan Wirfs back, they are going to be down their two starting tackles. I mean, Baker Mayfield's balling, but that's a little worrisome when you have the Jets coming to town. Jets are typically going to jet, but they still have talent on defense, like Sauce Gardner, by the way, who is going to be on big Mike Evans. But let's get into the good matchups in terms of the wide receiver corners for week number three. Let's kick it off on a positive note, and let's take a look at CD Lamb because, well, I don't know about Kyler Gordon, but I do know that Jalen Johnson is already been placed on IR, so they are in trouble in Chicago. It's in Chicago. CD, you like him at home like last week, but he's looking really good against Tyreek Stevenson often, who's giving up, I think it's the most, 0.47 fantasy points per route run is absurd. Like, if you're really good, you're giving up like 0.10, 0.18, something like that. 0.47. I mean, if you're mediocre, you're giving up like 0.20. So that puts that into perspective. Moving on to Marv Harrison this week on the road against the Niners. He'll see Renardo Green, often based on the alignment numbers. He is giving up 0.37 fantasy points per route run. I've been correct on Marvin 2 weeks in a row. I guess we'll see if we can make it 3 out of 3. I'm positive that he'll have a better game than last week, which he only caught 2 balls. But see, that was J.C. Horn. I would beware of J.C. Horn. That's one of the top things that have really jumped out to me the first couple of weeks. J.C. Horn had a pretty serious injury a couple of years ago. It's taken him literally years to return to form, but he might be back, and he is out there erasing people. And that would be, by the way, Drake London, which I'm spilling the beans again, but that's on the bad list. But anywho, Marvin Harrison this week against Renardo Green. How about Keenan Allen this week? Riley Moss would be the matchup often. I know Pat Sertan is also a little bit banged up here, but that looks like a pretty good spot. I know our guy Brett Whitefield has something to say about Keenan Allen. Amon Ross, St. Brown, Marlon Humphrey. And Marlon Humphrey's been pretty solid in the career. He's a good player. I'm old enough to remember his dad, Bobby Humphrey. He had like one good year at running back for the Broncos, actually playing fantasy then. But the thing about this matchup is we should, I believe, see a good amount of zone. Amon Ra can crush zone. He can crush man as well. DJ Moore against Trayvon Diggs. I mean, the vibes with DJ Moore are not good, but I don't like Roma Dunze in this game. I'm not trying to trash Roma Dunze. I'm just trying to point out things that I see that can potentially give people an advantage. Like, for example, last week, didn't have it on the show, but fantasypoints.com, I was in on Roma Dunze's over his yardage prop because the Lions play a lot of man and he crushes man. But you want him against man-heavy teams and you don't want him against zone-heavy teams thus far, and the Cowboys are very zone-heavy. So I think it should be his DJ Moore game. If he's up for it, I guess. But Trayvon Diggs has given up 0.33 fantasy points per route run. Has not been all that great. So I think we like DJ Moore this week. Again, bad matchups now. Let's take a look at some of the buzzkills. Some big names here as well, like Puka Nacua. And again, this is not all the time, but he will see a lot of Cooper DeJean when they're especially in man coverage. And Cooper DeJean is awesome. Tough matchup for anyone, and he has the size and physicality, I think, to match up with Puka Nacua better than most DBs out there. Giving up just 0.20 fantasy points per route run, as I mentioned. Big Mike, you know, I said to trade him last week ahead of the Stingley matchup this past Monday night. 2 weeks ago, I said to trade him ahead of this matchup. Then he's got another one in week 4, likely against Quinyon Mitchell. So Big Mike, I think he's still playing well. I think maybe he's dropped off just a tick. I mean, he is a human being, flesh and blood and all that. But I would be careful when the matchup looks bad. I mean, he could go off and make a big play or score on anyone. But, you know, he didn't do well last. I mean, he didn't crush on Monday night. He had, what, 5 grabs for like 50? We could see something similar this week against Sauce Gardner, only giving up 0.20 fantasy points per route run. Quentin Johnston. Now, again, Sertan's a little bit banged up, but just in case you're considering Quentin Johnston, if Sertan's active, I wouldn't do it because of Sertan. Just the mere presence of Sertan. Yeah, and I give credit to Quentin Johnston. He's clearly improved, but he's kind of evolved into like a zone beater, which I don't know. I don't think that's a great thing. He should be a man beater, basically. He runs really well. He's big, physical, downfield, but he doesn't catch a football very well. So he's kind of evolved into Mr. Individual Big Play. Like, he makes one big play, a crosser, you know, where, you know, the DB's trailing him and they can't catch him. Things like that. Like, I could make some of those plays, I think. But hey, give him some credit, but I'm not feeling it this week just because the mere presence of Pat Sertan. Drake London, like I mentioned, J.C. Horn is a little bit of an eraser right now out there. Like, he's not manning up on every darn snap, but it seems like he's on the top receiver more often than not. And he's only given up 0.16 fantasy points per route run. And then last but not least, also Brent Whitefield has thoughts on this because we didn't confer, but I'm a little worried about Devontae Adams this week because I believe he'll see Quinyon Mitchell 80% of the time, 70, 80%, which is a pretty high percentage. Mitchell has not been completely a shutdown corner, giving up 0.21 fantasy points per route run. But that is a very tough assignment for Devontae Adams. The offense does move the ball against the Eagles. I mean, Matt Stafford, I recall, had a pretty good game against them last year. And Devontae does look really good. He looks phenomenal. But I'm still a little worried about Mr. Devontae Adams. I'm not worried about Nick Bakay because he is a member of Bills Mafia and he knows them. So he's coming up next to offer up some picks for Thursday Night Football. But first, if you know sports, it is time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app, where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. You download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. You watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you win. And right now, they've got that NFL kickoff new user special still rolling. Sign up today. Get a free $10. No deposit necessary. NBA, WNBA, MLB. By the way, I am out on my Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't think we're winning it. Better is also giving you $40 for every friend you try to get Better Picks. Word is we're only doing this for a limited time. So head on over to BETR, download Better from the app or Google Play Store. Pop in VSIN for that promo code. Free $10 on your deposit. Nick Bakay next here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen on VSIN, the sports betting network.
A Wednesday edition of Prop Points rolls on here on VSIN. I'm John Hansen of fantasypoints.com. And yet again, I screwed up. Nick Bakay will join us in the next segment. So hang tight for the great Nick Bakay. But the joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line is the equally great Brett Whitefield of fantasypoints.com. He is on the X machine at BG Whitefield. A little different this year in that he's actually coming with some propage like last week, that Jonathan Taylor prop. But we'll talk some matchups with Brett, COO of fantasypoints.com, data plus film plus football. What is up, Brett? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I think we went 3 for 5 last week, so hopefully I can get you guys 100% this week.
Well, I was kicking around that Kayshon Booty prop all week. I was feeling it, but then I did abort that plan because he was on the injury report with a shoulder. I don't want to be irresponsible. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't a factor. Of course, he does score, but that was it. But yeah, we'll see if Kayshon Booty, it's kind of like Charlie Brown, Lucy with the football with these New England Patriots. Every time you think they've got a one, Lucy pulls that ball back and like, no, we don't. We don't have a one. But we digress and we move onward and upward to week number 3. Let's talk Juwan Johnson, because I was a big Juwan Johnson guy for a number of years and I frustratingly just kind of gave up, quite frankly. But looks like I gave up a year too soon because he's balling right now. The role, Rattler looks better. You know, he's a flashy player. He's a former wide receiver. So what are you seeing with Juwan Johnson?
Yeah, the role is outstanding. So anytime we're breaking something up from a matchup standpoint, like, this is their number one receiver in the offense. He's got the 22nd highest target share in the league, and he's a tight end. If you track to weeks he's been healthy in the past as well, that actually is something that's been consistent too. And right now he's healthy. I think that's a big factor. But that 25% target share, he's got 20 total targets through 2 weeks, which is insane for a tight end. The Seahawks have given up 20 catches to tight ends already. 20! Inline, slot, wide, whatever it is, and Juwan will play all over the place. They're giving up 20 catches to tight ends through 2 weeks. I think this is where you hit that Seahawks defense with Juwan Johnson. They don't have the linebackers to cover. They got guys that are great blitzing. They got guys that are great fitting run gaps, but they don't have linebackers that can go cover. I think this is an awesome prop. 38.5, I think the book's a little behind the roll. Most of my props this week, I think, are situations where the books are a little behind the role the player has.
Right.
Right.
I think you have 36.5, but maybe we're splitting hairs a little bit. We're dealing with a bunch of numbers and all that. It's very fluid, so it is difficult. But, yeah, 37 yards. Heck, I think I may have taken this last year with Spencer Rattler. In fact, I did for John. I remember losing a Juwan Johnson prop last year with Spencer Rattler. But what a difference a year makes. Spencer Rattler looks much improved. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, oh my goodness, over 69.5 is one you got here at BetMGM. In addition to the role, which is as good as it gets, it's incredible. What else are you seeing here with JSN, or particularly in this matchup against New Orleans? They're okay at corner, but certainly beatable.
Yeah, certainly beatable, and JSN's another guy that's going to move around the formation. What I particularly like the most, though, is last year he was 90% in the slot, which made him predictable, easy to get matchups you like against him. This year he's only 30% in the slot, but that's still enough to give the defense some hesitation with the matchup game there. But also just the routes I have him running. Intermediate rate is up, deep rate is a little down, and the short rate is up. And those true number one receivers, they don't live in the deep part of the field, contrary to popular belief. They are attacking man coverage in the short part of the field. They're attacking zone coverage in the intermediate part of the field. And that's where he's winning. He is their entire pass offense right now. So really exciting to see. Yeah. I don't think New Orleans has the horses, even if it's Alante Taylor getting 70% of the work. I think JSN is a better receiver than Alante Taylor as a corner, and I think he eats him up pretty handily.
Yeah, no, you are absolutely loving life if you have JSN. You're loving life as well, talking with Brent Whitefield on the Progressive Guest Line, fantasypoints.com on the X Machine at BG Whitefield. You're loving life if you went in on Justin Herbert. You know, we got a little cheat code action potentially going on here. My question is, and you like over 235.5, are they a passing team now? Because, well, they have been. And the running game is not yet going. Maybe they're, you know, kind of waiting on that. Maybe they'll look to lean into the running game as the season progresses. That seems to be very logical. But are they a passing team? And talk about what you've seen from Herbert.
Yeah, that's the perfect segue, John. They are a passing team. You go back to even last year. First 7 weeks of the season, Justin Herbert's on the injury report. They're a run-heavy team. Week 8, he comes off the injury report. They immediately jump. From week 8 to week 18, they were the number one team in the NFL in pass rate over expectation. That has continued to start the first 2 weeks this season. They are not only a passing team, they pass more than any team in the league given the situation. So 235.5 is a really low line for a team he averaged 260 against last year. One of those games was in that initial window I talked about where they are a run-first team. They're really struggling to run the football. I know that we love Patrick Surtain and we avoid him. He's going to be on Quentin Johnston most of the time. I love Ladd and Keenan Allen in the mix too at 50.5 for Ladd, 48.5 for Allen. These are great matchups across the board, and it's a divisional match against, I think, the two best teams in the division. Should be competitive through the whole game here. I'm also picking Herbert to lead the NFL in passing yards now. That's a, if you can still get that prop out there, I go get that. I think they're going to continue to lead the league in pass rate over expectation. So I like that all the way around.
I guess we feel all right about, you know, Greg Roman scheming up the passing game with the route combinations and all that, because, you know, he's come under some fire there. But, you know, do we feel better there, or is it simply Herbert is too good and they have too much talent at receiver?
Yeah, I give Greg Roman some credit. He's evolved as a play caller. I think Harbaugh, you know, some influence there. Harbaugh's been very clear. If Justin Herbert doesn't get into the Hall of Fame, that's an indictment on me. And so I think they're really wanting to set Herbert up for success. And yeah, the motion usage, the play action, it's all much better than it's ever been for Greg Roman. So I'm a big fan.
Well, let's move on to a little bit of a controversy here, because I just listed Davante Adams against Quinion Mitchell. And again, we're not talking every single snap here, but we're just talking based on alignment numbers. He could easily see a lot more of Mitchell than not, but you still like him. And part of that is the number is lower, the prop number. And that, I think, is a function of that matchup. But you do bring up a great point. And Davante Adams is a guy, you'll line him up anywhere. I'm sure they'll try to avoid Mitchell and maybe get him on a Dory Jackson. What else going on here? Because he looks great, right? Davante, he looks fantastic.
Yeah. He's still a top 10 receiver in the league. Puka's still going to draw a bunch of attention himself. It's still going to be a team that has to pass the ball because Philly's really competitive. And they've been beat. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, you know, took it to those outside corners in the first game of the season. I know Kansas City had a bunch of corpses playing wide receiver and it didn't really work out for them, but I do think you can beat the Eagles out wide. It's not because the corner talent's bad. It's because this Vic Fangio zone heavy defense, they're playing a lot of quarters, a lot of match coverages where, hey, we're putting our guys in trailing situations and you're going to lose those one-on-ones. It's just the way it is. So I think they're okay with that. They want to pressure the quarterback and they'll make enough negative plays throughout the game to offset some of the open windows they're giving up. But for fantasy and for prop betting, this is great. Getting a guy with a 33% target share with a prop under 75 is ludicrous to me. That's just great. So let's do it.
Yeah. You can get a lot of quick slants and things like that against that defense too, probably. Brett Whitefield, fantasypoints.com. Last one, Ramondre, is he back? You like him this week against the Steelers. Obviously, their run defense has not really been great all year.
Yeah, the Steelers' run defense is a little scary. I had to crack the tape open from last year just to see if there was any indications this was going to happen. And sure enough, I did find some things really bad against gap schemes. To end the year last year, to start the year this year, they got lit up by Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker now in back-to-back games. And Ramondre looks awesome, guys. He looks lean. He looks mean. He's fast. I know this isn't a pass-catching prop, but he looks great in the pass game too. And I do think this is a big note. It seemed like Travion Henderson got soft benched last game. He had some massive issues in pass protection, got Drake May decked twice.
Saw that.
I think, you know, I don't think it's going to be a firm benching by any means, but I do think that opened the door for Ramondre to get a little bit more action in that game than you would expect. I mean, shoot, even Antonio Gibson was playing over Travion at one point in the game. So, I think that this is an easy one. We don't have a prop line on him yet, but when it comes out, I think I'm going to probably bet the over on that.
It's great stuff there from Brett Whitefield again on the X Machine at BG Whitefield. We will talk with Nick Bakai on the other side. But first, this week's Average Joe contest winner is Margaret Arana. It was a tough week at the top. 10 contestants went a perfect 7-0. Remember, tiebreakers come down to your best bet of the week, followed by the best bet record that week. The contest is free to enter, and every week you can win cash prizes plus quarterly prizes like a trip to Vegas with a Circa Resort stay and even a guest appearance on a VSiN show. Enter anytime this season at VSiN.com/Joe. The great Nick Bakai will join us next. Bills Mafia member. He'll talk Buffalo Bills, Dolphins, and more next here on this Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
A Wednesday edition of Prop Points rolls on here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Thanks for tuning in as always. And we do go to the Progressive Guest Line to bring in the writer, the actor, the gaming enthusiast, Nick Bakai, on the X Machine at Nick Bakai 4, the number 4, real. What is up, Nick? 2-1. The last time out, previewing week number 1, I like that Josh Palmer pick, but you're crushing here at 66%. How are you?
I'm great. What could go wrong, right?
Nothing.
Thanks for having
Nothing.
Me back.
Before
we got close on 3 before there, too. It was just a matter of that tip drill.
Right. Oh, it's so frustrating. I've got multiple, even last... last Thursday, easily had the 4-0 or 5-0, whatever it was. But no, the gaming gods out there, they're like, no, you're not going undefeated. But before we get into the questioning, I did want to ask you, because we are VSiN, obviously, and you were the man who spearheaded, I don't even know what your title was. You were head producer, head writer, the show Bookie, of course, on HBO Max, which, by the way, 2 years in the books, did not get renewed, despite a 90% score on Rotten Tomatoes and 7.5 on IMDb. So my question is, if people started streaming it over and over again, might that move the needle and get Bookie back on the air?
I don't see how it could hurt. And I mean, look, if you were ever preaching to the choir, can you think of a show that is better suited to describe to the VSiN audience. It's like this show is a love story between man and point spread, you know?
Yes. Yeah, we'll do what we can. So watch the show if you've never checked it out. 2 full years. Got a lot of great people on the show and the cast in terms of, you know, cameos and all that. I saw my guy Rob Corddry, who is absolutely hysterical. I got Newman, Wayne Knight from Seinfeld. But we'll get into football here, Nick. And I'm going to start off because you are Mr. Buffalo Bills. I knew you were a big Bills fan for like 15 years before we even met. Okay. So this is how much I know that you're all about Buffalo. 12.5-point favorites in this matchup. Dolphins showing signs of life. Divisional opponent. They have had some higher scoring affairs in the recent past, going back 3-4 years. Your thoughts on this number at 12.5?
You know, it's really about whether they want to save McDaniel's job at this point, right? It's, you know, they're in big trouble. And I am always extremely wary of divisional dogs. And when the number gets huge like that. But on the other hand, I for that very reason, I was on Cleveland last week. When I looked over my betting notes from last season, I literally have a note in there saying, never bet the Browns ever again in your lifetime, because it never ends well, you know, they, you know, the Ravens just destroyed them. But I just, when I see a number that big divisional, I lay off it. I'm not that interested. You could tease this game, I guess. It's not that sexy a tease number, but I think there are good props in it, John. And that's why we're here.
Okay. The show is called Prop Points. That is, well, let me ask you about one prop here with Josh Allen at 27.5, because he got that boo-boo on his nose. I mean, it looked like he was in some serious pain, but he, you know, returned pretty quickly. And didn't Mitch Trubisky throw a touchdown pass when he he made
ice cold and nailed a great third down play.
Maybe that was to Palmer. I think that was to Palmer.
Anyways, yeah, it was.
I'm still happy that. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thrilled about that play because I won a prop on that over 31.5, and it was a 32-yard grab. So thank you, Mitchie Poo. That's what I call him, Mitch Trubisky. I've actually met Mitch Trubisky and hung out with his Mitch Trubisky and his family the day before the draft, actually, in Philadelphia. Great guy. But let's get into some of the numbers that you're looking at, Dalton. By the way, we're on the same page. On everything.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid. You like overs on Dalton Kincaid. So talk about why.
I do. I like it yards and receptions just because he's so much in the mix this year. You know, the Bills receiving core is always a committee, and it's almost, you know, exhibit A, Elijah Moore, right? Yeah. Nobody knows, but something like that happens frequently, which makes their wideouts a little dicey. That's why I like Kincaid a lot. I like him, you know, scheme wise against Miami, but he seems healthier this year, and I think that's a conservative number for him. And it's the same reason I kind of hedge all the other wide receivers except Palmer, who I've rode both weeks this year, because I don't think the book's caught up to what his significance is and his reliability, because I think he's the outlier. And I think, you know, I think he's in the low 30s, and I think that's a really nice bet. Right. I would go yards more than receptions on him.
So you're going to just keep going back to the Josh Palmer well until you lose, right, at this point?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think he may not have that huge game, but I think he's kind of a lock for, I think, anything under 40 yards is a great bet with him.
Right. Nick Bakai on the line with us here, writer, actor, at Nick Bakai for real on the socials, most notably the X Machine. And let me real quick ask you about Khalil Shakir before I move on, because I actually am already in on Khalil Shakir at over 41.5. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't like him last week, and I liked Palmer. That's a schematic thing. The data's clear. Shakir's not that great against man, good against zone. Palmer's the opposite. So Shakir, 40.5, 40, actually went down. 40.5. I mean, he is their number one wide receiver, right? I mean, what do you think of Shakir?
Yeah. I love him, and he's dynamic. You know, he is a rack guy, too. He's great. I like that. You know, it's just he's that guy who's hard to, you know, if he's going to have a good week, you'll clear that without in the rocking chair, as they say, right? You know, it's just this game feels run heavy. You'll know early. And it feels run heavy, and it feels keep people healthy. I mean, Miami is not up to the Bills. That spread's there for a reason. And this is one of those games where I could see it following the same script as last week's game, which is why I'm higher on Cook's yard total than I am on Shakir.
Yeah, that's fair. James Cook over 67.5. I actually have a James Cook bet already lined up for my best bet today. But your thoughts on that number, I guess you look, they're going to lean into the running game. And look, I love Ray Davis, by the way. I interviewed him at the combine. Greatest guy ever. But you know, him and Ty Johnson aren't getting much.
No, it's different. Again, that's another thing that, you know, whereas the committee happens at wide receiver in Buffalo, you know, they gave Cook the big deal and they're running him like he got the big deal. And those other guys were always there to vulture, and it's not happening. And I think they're just, you know, this feels like a great James Cook game to me.
Yeah, like last week was. And finally, Nick here, and boy, you're popping out a lot here. You got a bunch.
I know, I'm going hard. Hey, it's prime time. What are we going to do? Talk to our families?
That
Let's
is true.
Go.
Yeah, exactly. And Nick is double dipping here on a bunch of them, like Devon Achane. You're going under.
Yeah. I'm going under on rushing. And I actually, you know, you reached out to me about the Ed Oliver injury, keeping him out another week. And I didn't have a feeling Milano was out. And that kind of plays into both of my Achane leans. You know, I think that again, they'll go super robust D line, and I think they'll shut the run down. I don't think that Miami looks like they're running between the tackles particularly well anyway, but Achane does great against Buffalo historically receiving. And with Milano out, who's a great cover linebacker, this game feels like it's going to be dumped to Achane a lot. So I like him over on both, particularly on yardage, but also receptions. He always catches 7 or 8 against the Bills.
All right. The good stuff from Nick Bakay. Make sure you check out the show Bookie on HBO Max if you haven't seen it. 2 seasons, 7.5 on IMDb, and 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Great stuff, Nick.
I like that you break down the numbers.
I got to give you love there. I mean, it's very, 90%, come on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm endorsing it
as the greatest show of all time.
Yeah. It is the greatest show of all time, especially if you bet football, you know, and you got Sebastian Maniscalco, Omar Dorsey, and it's the most fun I ever had in my entire weirdo career. So I highly recommend it. You know, when you grow weary of the corsets on the Gilded Age, come over to Bookie. That's what I say.
There it is. Nick Bakay on that X machine at Nick Bakay for real. Great stuff, Nick, as always. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with the selections. Good luck to your Buffalo Bills as well, sir. And when we return, final segment forthcoming, we'll take a look at these totals for week 3 and what do they mean here on Prop Points on Visa.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash very quickly. And here's how it works. You download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and you watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you win. That's it. And right now, they've got that new user kickoff special offer. It's still up. Sign up today. Get a free $10. No deposit necessary. When you deposit, you can get up to $200 as well in deposit bonuses. NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, you name it. It's all there. Better is also giving you $40 for every friend that you get to try Better Picks. Word is, they're only doing this for a very limited time. So share that ASAP. Get on it. Head on over to better.app. That's BETR. Download Better from the app or Google Play Store. Pop in that promo code VSIN for your free $10 deposit bonus today. And we are up to the final segment of Prop Points here on VSIN. It is a boring Wednesday show. No offense to us. It's just Wednesday stinks, quite frankly. But tomorrow, it'll be game day, and we'll be back. But until then, we'll simply try to pontificate about things like the upcoming point totals and see what they mean. And, well, honestly, macro view of it, they mean that everyone's in the middle, quite frankly. We're not seeing higher point totals this year. We're just not. They're low, I think. And there's just so many in the middle. You know, when you have a total of 44.5, honestly, I don't know what the books are saying. They're not saying you're bad, but they're not saying you're good. Anywho, we'll get into these as we go big to little. And the highest total on the board is Ravens hosting the Lions. 51.5. What is it telling us? Ravens offense is unbelievable, number one. And the Lions obviously bounce back. So not much commentary needed. These are a couple of offenses, at least in Baltimore, or in Baltimore's case, they're prolific. And, you know, I'm sure on the season, I haven't really studied it, but if you combine the two stats for Jared Goff and the Lions, I'm sure they're good because they put up two games worth of stats just last week. Cowboys at Bears, total is 50, which tells me that the books are recognizing Chicago's defense as, I mean, they gave up 50 plus last week, and the week before they made J.J. McCarthy look like, you know, he was bound for Canton in the fourth quarter. And no Jalen Johnson. He's out already. So I normally am very high on the Cowboys at home. They're just better at home. But this case here, I feel good, very good about Dak Prescott. Dolphins at Bills, the game for tomorrow at 49.5. I'm sure the higher total, third highest for the week, is a reflection of the potent Bill offense, also a reflection of the craptastic Dolphins defense, and I think probably also a function of the divisional matchup where sometimes you do throw out those records. Now, it's calmed down a little bit lately, but, you know, just as far back as 2 years ago, these guys were in barn burners, like the 48-20 game in October of 2023, 34-30, looks like that may have been a playoff game, actually. Yeah, I think that was a playoff game, 29-32. But last time out, 27-30, that was nice. But then we also had a 31-10 game and a 21-14 game. But I think we're expecting points because Miami, they can't stop anyone. So let's feel good about the Bills. Of course, we don't know who's going to score, but probably bodes well for James Cook to get the rock. Broncos, Chargers, thought this might be a little higher. This could be a function of the Charger D being pretty good, maybe a little bit better than people thought, and then Denver's offense maybe being a little worse than people thought, though Bo Nix played a lot better last week. Chiefs, Giants, again, I don't know how much insight we can get from all these middling lines. Like every line this week is like 44.5, and I don't know, we don't get that much out of that. Like, again, it's not horrible, but it's certainly not good. But what are we thinking? We're thinking, I mean, it could be worse. Honestly, it could be worse because the Chiefs offense, they're not crushing it. And the Giants, they're week-to-week proposition. But I guess we're getting a little bit of love based on what Russ Wilson did. You know, I was kind of joking with someone this week, like, oh, Russ is cooked. He's got a, I'm like, what? He's a leader. And, you know, of course, he did look like a leader in week two. So maybe they're getting a little love for that. And maybe the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy back. Texans, Jags, two mediocre AFC South teams. Not easy to predict, but I'm a little surprised it's not a little lower because, you know, CJ Stroud and the Jags and the Texans have not shown all that much on offense. And the Jag D hasn't been awful. But I would be a little worried about Trevor Lawrence in this matchup against a really good pass rush and a really good defense. But I guess the total could be a little lower. But maybe that's a function. Maybe that's a function more of Stroud because his matchup is certainly better. Steelers, Patriots, 44.5. Not expecting an aerial circus. Probably going to be looking to run the ball. Though the Steelers, there was a little nugget about getting Jaylen Warren more involved in the passing attack. Yeah, I think so. We got to get a little bit more out of your backfield because you're not getting anything out of Caleb Johnson. But, you know, I'm not really getting a ton out of this, but we'll see about Drake May. And does he run in week two? I think he should. I'd like it. Rams, Eagles, 44.5. So we're not going to get a shootout, but this is not going to be a complete buzzkill either. These teams did play last year. Jets, Bucks, 44.5. That's a little lower than you'd think. I don't know if you go up or down on the total going from Fields to Tyrod. I feel a little bit better. I think Tyrod's a little more stable. But the Bucks, by the way, you know, we're staring Gedeke, the right tackles, out. So if they don't get Tristan Wirfs back, you know, Baker Mayfield's going to be without his bookend tackles, which isn't great. Raiders, Commanders, 44.5, probably telling us that Jaden Daniels is sketchy, but also maybe giving a little bit of love to the Raider defense. They've actually been all right. Cardinals, 49ers, 44.5. Cardinals, you know, Kyler Murray, it's a little annoying trying to handicap Kyler Murray, quite frankly. But 44.5, you know, they're not down on Mac Jones, but maybe they're not totally sold yet on Mac Jones. But again, I'm not pulling much out of this very middling number like the Falcons, Panthers at 43.5. You know, Bryce Young did put it up 50-plus times last week. They are going to be down A.J. Terrell, but we've got J.C. Horn on the other side who is going to be probably handling Drake May. So a lot of running for these two teams with this 43.5 total. Colts at Titans, you know, 43.5 I think is a pretty low total for given how potent the Colts have shown. So maybe we have some lingering concerns about Cam Ward. Maybe we run the ball a lot in Tennessee. Bengals, Vikings, 42.5. Obviously, two backup quarterbacks. It is in Minnesota, but, you know, at least Jake Browning has proven some worth as a starter. So I'm not – I guess we're tempering expectations with a lower total. And then Packers at Browns, I'm a little surprised at this one because I think the Browns are vulnerable to big plays. So maybe we're not expecting the Browns to do anything on offense against this suddenly stout defense. And then last total here is 41.5. Saints at Seahawks. Not great at 41.5, so maybe we're not going to get a ton out of JSN in this game. Not a lot of upside in the passing attack. Could bode well for one Kenneth Walker. We are up to the end of the program. Time to bust out a best bet. We did this last week, and we did go 2-0 on the plays that we throw out. But if we throw it out today and the line goes up tomorrow, we are in today on today's line. It's brought to you by GBank. GBank is built with sports bettors in mind. Right now, you can earn $50 cashback reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa Signature Card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money. GBank, though, regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you up to 3 to 5% on every deposit, and you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, 2% cash back on everything else you buy. So apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Stay tuned to VSiN after we sign off with Prop Points. Money moves at 2 p.m. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel on today's show, Kendall Valenzuela breaks down fantasy football plays, and Chris Budin provides college football sideline insights. Follow the money, Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, it's 4 Eastern, and then VSiN Primetime, Matt Brown and Mike Somich at 7 Eastern. My best bet is going to be James Cook. Now, I think we're going to protect ourselves here because there are games where they're blowing them out. They don't give them carries. So on the chance that that happens, I'm going to go over 80.5 rushing plus receiving yards. That is BetMGM at minus 118. Heck, I think he'll get this rushing. So I like it. That is a wrap-a-roni on this Wednesday edition of Prop Points. We thank you for tuning in. We thank Michael Cohen for producing the program. We'll catch you manana with another edition right here on VSiN.